Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
So Sunday night, we're coming back from my parents' house, celebrating my mom's birthday.
Rolling out the barrel?
Yes, exactly. There's all a lot of keg stands and everything for mom's birthday, as per usual. It's just a typical Matzik family get-together. It's about 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock. I get a text message from my friend Adam McKelvey, and I'm thinking, well, maybe Adam's got something going on this week. He might be busy. But no, Adam shared with me a picture of a triumphant hand in the air holding... in his hand,
a
Kopp's ice cream cone with their Sunday flavor of the day, which is Bienen Stick Kuchen.
Oh.
So the Matzik family had just made our way through Kopp's because this is the best flavor of custard on the history of the planet.
Is it German?
No question about it. It is bee sting cake. So that's how it translates. It's almond-flavored custard mingled with yellow cake pieces, honey, Bavarian cream, and sliced almonds. It is life-changing.
Say it again for me.
Bienen Stick Kuchen translates as bee sting cake. So I don't remember talking to Adam about this, but he texted me a picture, and he seemed very happy with it. And he maybe knew that I was at Kopp's earlier that evening. Adam, I don't remember talking about it, but maybe on Twitter somewhere you saw this and felt compelled to share with me your great news.
Well, somewhere on social media, you felt compelled to share that this was coming in X number of weeks. And I had that filed in the back of my head, and that night, just decided it was a good Kopp's run, and it happened to be that day. So it all came together. And that is a great thing. We went, my mother was born in Germany, and we did a family trip in kind of the mid-aughts. And it was really cool to see where she went to school and where she was born and grew up and all that. But my dad discovered Bienenstick, like the actual cake at the Munich train station, is very good.
Oh.
And he went there every day we were in Munich. He would walk by himself to get a piece of cake, and you know, at like 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's really good stuff.
So I have to ask then, you know, with German Fest, number one, did you go over the weekend? And two, they had pretty interesting raclette stations. Do you guys do raclette?
Raclette is more Swiss, isn't it? That's where the cheese melts and then you scrape it on the sandwich. Yeah.
You're right. I think it might be more Swiss. But it's definitely in German capacity because my mother-in-law is big into the raclette, and they had it. They had a big old station at German Fest. It was a really popular one. Long lines for it.
Well, I'm not going to turn down cheese, so I will say yes, I do love that as well. But they also had a Bienenstick at German Fest. I didn't get to go this year, but I've gone before, and yeah, I have good German roots through mom, and we grew up. There's certain words that I've never said good night in English to my mother. So there's certain words as a family that, you know, you sort of. I'm sure a lot of people have this if they grew up with a Spanish speaking mother. There's certain words you've never said in English to your mom, and one of them for me is good.
That's really
fascinating
sweet
bit of history. So prior to the weekend and prior to this transformative experience with the Bienenstick Kuchen custard, Adam and I were at American Family Field, part of a small group media gathering with Brewers GM Matt Arnold. And we were kind of talking a little on the record, a little off the record, to be candid.
What was off the record? Tell us now.
Yeah, we'll lead with that. But it was talking
Greg
about
asked the best question that was off the record. We can't talk about it, but someday.
I'm getting it during the commercial
we'll
break.
Maybe we'll bring that up. But it was trying to get to the genesis of a trade, Adam. And here we are. It's trade deadline day. And Matt hinted, well, we're likely in the need for arms. We need arms. And since we met with him on Friday, the Brewers have made two moves to acquire pitching. Let's go through what they did and what you think could be to come before 5 o'clock this evening.
Yeah, look, I mean, what's to come is really hard to discern because we've talked about this in our previous weeks. The way the deadline happens now is there are so many players that get talked about and so many trades that are like discussed and don't get done that it's the old days. I feel like there was maybe a small group of players that everybody knew was on the block and then teams would race to get those players. I think now teams get so much more creative, and look, you saw it even a little bit with the Brewers trade last night. Frankie Montas to Milwaukee, and the Reds get Jacob Junis and Joey Weimer. For both sides, that's a deal that you're not just looking at the next 2 months. you're looking beyond. Less so for the Brewers. Frankie Montas has a $20 million mutual option for next year. I don't see the Brewers picking that up. But from the Reds' point of view, maybe they bring back Junis next year. It's a more affordable number. And Joey Weimer, obviously, is a player that they can control for a long time. And I think if you look at a lot of the trades that are getting done, it's fewer rentals and more often teams trying to plan for future seasons. And it makes it really, I think, a lot harder to predict what kind of deals are going to get done. As far as what the Brewers have done, it's pitching, 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 literally. Aaron Civale at the start of this month, a starting pitcher. Frankie Montas to end the month, a starting pitcher. And then Nick Mears, a reliever that they got on Saturday. And do not sleep on that trade. That's a really good arm who had bad numbers, but of course he did because he pitched for the Colorado Rockies. And he was, pumping 97, 98 last night in his Brewers debut. He's a guy who could definitely help as they continue to deal with personnel losses in the bullpen.
Yeah, so a lot about the pitching. Do they need a batter?
Well, look, the hard part is if you add a bat, where would you add? And, Matt Arnold talked about this in our session last week, that the balance the Brewers are trying to strike is, win, obviously, and they've made they're trying to make the postseason for, the sixth time in 7 years now. So they have won. Their postseason odds right now are hovering around 90%. They're 7 games up on the next closest team in the division. They've done a really good job of winning baseball games, but also continue to kind of churn away at winning in the future, too, and develop the next wave. And that balance is like, that's what they feel they have to do as a smaller market team that can't just go out and plug holes with $200 million pitchers on the free agent market. And to do that, you have to let the players play. So, if you add a bat, would you add an out, say Jock Peterson, potentially available, a guy, left-handed hitter, a great postseason success. He's sort of like got a reputation as a really good postseason player. Could he help? Yeah. But, those at bats come at the expense of Sal Frelick, who's like plugging away and has his moments where he looks really good. Garrett Mitchell's the same way. Last night he makes a great catch to pull back maybe a double. He's got a couple of big hits lately, driving the ball a little bit better lately. So those are players the Brewers want to play because they're like a part of the future. And if you come and bring in a bat, you're taking away bats from those players. And I would put Joey Ortiz in that category on the infield. I would certainly put Jackson Churio. He's one of the best hitters in baseball since the start of June. He's really come into his own, and I don't think you want to take at bats away from him. So that's the hard part when you talk about adding a bat. I think an experienced bat would be good because they've had moments where Pat Murphy talks about we look young, like in that Cubs series. But I just think they want to see what they have with these young players. And maybe they pick up a bat, but I don't see it as being like a guy who's going to play every day for the rest of the season.
Well, if a move is made before 5 o'clock today, Adam will certainly be covering it. Also at the ballpark tonight for Brewers and Braves, game 2 of this 3-game series.
And I'm just wondering, do we need to get Bud Selig a little bee sting cake?
Oh, maybe. Well, he's very much Gillies.
Oh.
He's very much, I don't know if he'd eat at Cops. That's a great question.
Yeah, some people are just one or the other, not going to mix it. But happy 90th birthday to Bud.
Happy 90th to Bud. Yes, indeed. Always good to talk to you, Adam. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. We'll check in again next week.
All right, sounds great.